Paul, let me ask you something. Do you like your family?
It's a really complicated question, Steve. I didn't realize this is where we're going to be going right now.
No, I mean, do you like seeing pictures of your family?
Yeah, sure. Pictures of my family are nice. Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got a great recommendation for you. It is the Aura Frame. You've probably seen some of these before. You go to your friend's house and they have a frame on the cabinet or in the living room or whatever, and it has digital photos.
Sure. Yes.
Well, I got this thing and I set it up, super easy to set up. I basically dumped a bunch of photos from my phone right onto it. Very easy to do. Took me just minutes.
All this sounds scary to me.
No, it's incredibly easy.
It's not hard. Okay.
And basically you can put like, seems like an almost infinite amount of photos on this thing. And then you can set the parameters and it can rotate your family through like every 30 seconds.
Amazing.
And it's great because I've got pictures of my son, my family.
Cool.
My dad passed away a few years ago. I get to see him popping up every now and then. The good ghosts of your personal history coming through on this thing.
Nice. That's nice.
They have a great deal for Mother's Day, so listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code ChinwagPod at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, 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 here we are with another Chin Wag, Steve. Hello, I'm Paul Giamatti, and I'm joined by my co-host and cohort in weirdness, the distinguished philosopher and author, Stephen Asma.
Hello, hello, yes, and we have a really great episode for you all today.
Yeah, we had so much to talk about on Chin Wag, we didn't have a chance to get to everything, so today we bring you more of that chat.
Yeah, before we get into it, though, thank you to all our loyal listeners for writing in. We love hearing from you, so please keep it up.
Yeah, drop your oddball thoughts, questions, etc. in the comments.
And don't be stingy. Tell your friends about us. Text them a link to this very podcast right now. They'll thank you for it.
They will be eternally grateful. And while you're at it, go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review us, please, and be nice, be kind, be gentle. And we might just call you out on the air sometime. Okay.
Okay.
Enough of that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Paul Giamatti speaking.
And this is Stephen Asma. And this episode of Chinwag is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It is indeed, Steve. Let me ask you a blunt question. Do you ever feel stuck, Steve? I'm serious. Do you ever feel kind of stuck in the mud?
Every day, my friend.
Yeah.
Every damn day.
And then what happens is you get overwhelmed because you're kind of stuck, right?
True.
As I get older, and I am getting older, folks, I may not look it. You may think, oh, he's like Dorian Gray.
He's going backwards.
Yeah. Wow. He's going backwards. I am getting older, folks. It's hard to believe. The thing I notice is how important it is to maintain a balance. You know, I guess you'd call it work-life balance. I don't think I'm alone here, but therapy's helped me do this balance. It can help you find equilibrium. It can help you feel more empowered in the decisions you make, the boundaries and priorities you set. It's good in that way. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Sometimes that's hard, right, to find the right person. So this helps. You can change. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/chinwag today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/chinwag. Now, where are you, by the way? Where are you?
Nobody
right now?
Knows.
Planet Earth. Oh, okay, undisclosed location. All right, got it. Okay, got
it's
it.
It's the trick of the game.
Got it. Stay safe. Stay safe. Stay safe.
In a silo.
California.
No, yes, wait a sir. Second. Speaking of outer space, what's your take on extraterrestrials? What's your take on extraterrestrial life?
Interesting.
What is your take on aliens? And have you ever had any experience with them?
Unfortunately, I have yet to experience one directly. I am hoping that that's coming in Act 3. it's really why I continue to really participate. I do think it is a weird sign of modern times, and I guess we've recently gotten so much evidence that there's like, right, all kinds of files, mm-hmm. and there were sort
yeah,
of...
Yeah, recently.
Yeah, like didn't the Pentagon come out and say like, no, for sure, like that's aliens, and everyone kind was of. Just... Yeah. Like, hey, wait a minute.
Or they say the tech
is not. We want to talk about shenanigans. Yeah. We want to talk about shenanigans of the week. So it was, it seems to keep getting buried, but it's pretty fascinating that I think, they found some evidence.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's all kinds of weird shit coming out now, but you buy the notion that they're up there.
I mean, I guess it seems weird, right? Isn't there that theory you must know, what it's called? It seems very improbable that we're alone out here, but yet, then where are they? There's a name for that. Steven?
Yeah.
What's
well,
that called?
The Fermi paradox? I think that might be the Fermi paradox.
That's what it is.
Excuse me, guys. Boy, I didn't. I guess I'm the odd man
Maybe
out here.
Maybe you want to Google this, Paul. I don't know.
Okay, just, sure.
You know. No, but I mean, it's definitely, it's a paradox, but it seems it is no longer because now we know that they do exist, but we don't care or something. They're like,
well,
no,
it could be,
modern
it
paradox.
Could be Chinese tech. It could be like some, not, I wouldn't say Russian tech. They seem to have their hands full. Could be Chinese tech of some kind that we don't understand. Like it could just be, they're seeing these devices move all crazy, but no one said, like, or at least the higher ups aren't saying it's alien. They're just saying we don't recognize this shit. Like this,
but
is
it's
not
doing
our,
stuff that nobody's been. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't seem likely because it's doing shit nobody's ever been able to do before.
Yeah, it seems to violate some physics.
Yeah, it's violating all known laws of physics, which is So that doesn't seem like it's anything man-made.
Isn't there something new going on in China where they can sort of like create their own weather? You know what I'm talking about?
I've heard this actually, because they can like seed the clouds in a certain way to like clean up the air like real fast. If some foreign dignitary is coming to visit, they could just fucking fix the weather and
really?
Then it slips back
fucking
again.
Wild?
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, they do that at your local ski resort. They can make it snow and shit like that, can't they?
I guess
it's not the true. I mean, that's not, we're obviously not talking about the same thing. The Chinese government has got something a little bit more advanced
that's just
than
a snow machine. That's like a fucking motor with like ice chipper.
That's interesting. It's just like it's not related to the mystery contrails, those things, is it?
With chemtrails.
Chemtrails, thank
people
you.
Love those.
Chemtrails.
People, people love those. I wish there was enough time in this life to really dig in on all these things. To be honest, I love all these things.
So do I. And, get yourself a podcast and then you can do it, anytime you want with luminaries such as yourself. You can sit around and talk about these things. Do you believe in ghosts? Have you had supernatural experiences?
I guess I'm not opposed, but also have yet to see the evidence myself. But, whenever anything is really in the lexicon, as much as something like ghosts or aliens are, I'm sort of on board. I'm like, I haven't seen it, but I sort of trust that enough people are into it that it's probably something. Something it's sort of a, who am I to say there is no God type of a thing,
you're
right?
Open-minded.
Who am I to say there are no ghosts or aliens or whatever the fuck? I would say I don't have enough information. I haven't had enough time with ghosts or aliens to really know firsthand that they are.
Don't let that stop you.
Hasn't stopped me.
But I love that other people have. You know what I mean? I love that we live in a world where they've had alien experiences and ghost experiences.
There's
I think that's
a lot of weird
great.
Shit going on.
Yeah, I do enjoy that.
You were raised very religious from what I read. Like
were
when you?
You
were young? Is that, and are you still or no?
Me? Religious? Yeah. Are you Satanism a religion? All right, maybe I'll join, I guess. I would say no, I'm not anything. I think I wasn't so much race religious as my parents were both already pretty insane. That's how I emerge. But their parents were Auschwitz and Flatbush. Auschwitz on my God. On my mother's side, although she was born in Paris, but they're Hungarian, and on my father's side, they're sort of Flatbush, but Russian. And by the time my dad, I think, is already sixth generation American, so going like back, like so, my grandfather is already like a pilot in American Army in World War II. So they're all kind of, but then my actual parents are already pretty out there, but still
your generation grandparents, removed. Your mother's parents, survivors, and
my grandmother, my maternal grandmother is a survivor, and grandfather was sort of more of a an underground sort of like a war hero character who would wear an SS uniform and ride the trains, and sort of like I think he was more in the smuggling Jews out to safety. And then they met up later after his wife was tortured and died, as his first wife. It's a happy tale. And my father's side comes the only person I'm related to that's famous, Al Jaffe, who is
a
cartoonist from the back of Mad Magazines.
The Fold'em, what the hell did you call
the Fold'em ups? Yeah, the Fold'em ups in the back of Mad Magazine. Now I'm eating pancakes.
What are you having? Are you having like tortellini or what are you eating? You're eating pancakes. Mm. Wait a minute. Were those just sitting there the whole time?
We need video on this.
We really need video on this one, because was it just a plate of pancakes that happened to be sitting there the whole time? Kicking back on a sunny Wednesday afternoon with a pile of flapjacks and a book on quantum physics.
Yep, it's Wednesday.
You've been in like 100 movies over 40 years.
Yeah, you were very
years,
prolific.
Right?
Yeah, but I just turned 26. Yeah.
Okay, so that's it's a time.
And I'm out here looking for a prepper. So, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but I've made a lot of movies. Yeah.
You have made a lot of movies.
And why not?
Are you slowing down now? I know. That's the thing. You like to work.
Yes, I am a workaholic. Yes.
Yeah. You like to stay busy.
Are you?
Yeah. I think I'm running out of steam. I think maybe I should take it easy. I'm old. I mean, look at me.
Are you?
I'm old. I'm getting there. You know, I'm going to talk about the third act. Talk about sliding into your third act. Yeah. So it's like, you know.
Are there aliens there? I'm just asking.
Listen, aliens, this is hence doing this whole thing, because it's like this is the third act, is talking about aliens and things like that.
And Bigfoot.
And Bigfoot, because frankly, I was tired of not talking about Bigfoot. I was tired of...
You don't have to tell me. I'm like, are we going to talk about it or not?
Yeah.
Where is this guy?
Do you have an opinion?
I like a blurry photo. So I say yes. Yes, Bigfoot.
I like a blurry photo. Hey, we heard that your dog has had psychic work or something.
You consulted a psychic for your dog.
That's a typo. It's plastic surgery. Let me show you, Rupert. And look how gorgeous she is. And this dog is almost 14 years old. Doesn't look a day over one.
It does not.
I didn't take her to a plastic surgeon, though I've heard that that's something that people that are crazy
that's
enough
not
to do.
That's actually a thing, is it?
I did have Delia Ephron, Nora Ephron's partner in crime and sister, gave me her dog psychic, because I was like, is Rupier happy? I was very concerned. And this woman came over and she said, it turns out that Rupier is actually your daughter from a past life.
Really?
And and it gets a little bit heavy and tragic from there. I guess she died. And anyway, Rupert and I have been together for like 13 years now.
Wow.
She was a dog napping. I met her at a Friendsgiving in the East Village. And she was my friend. They ran Sohn's dog. She was such a little troublemaker, running around trying to find turkey.
You stole the dog from Dave.
It was love at first sight. I was like, who is that little troublemaker, root beer? Uh-huh. And then he asked me to dog sit. And when he went out of town.
That was a mistake.
I had 3,000 photos on like a BlackBerry or whatever it was. And I was like, look at this. This is my new kid. You know, like it was like I gave her back when he came back to town at the coffee shop and weeping. I was weeping. He went out of town again. And he said, will you dog watch her again? And I said, yes. And when he got back to town, I said, that's my dog now. And so I got him a couple of chihuahuas.
It's beautiful. Dog's really cute.
Got him a couple of chihuahas.
You got him in exchange. In exchange, you gave him two chihuahas for that dog.
Yeah.
Okay. You got the deal. You got the better deal.
You got the good end of that deal. Unbelievable. I'm told that this is it for our time with you. That you need to, you have a heart out at.
I have a heart out. Do I have a flight or something? Where am I going? Oh, look at this. I guess I'm speaking at a university from 5:30
teaching quantum mechanics.
What do you know? You're actually
take it moment to moment over here. I was looking forward to talking to you guys. It seemed like you're up to something.
It was really fun.
Likewise.
It was really fun. Thank you for doing it.
We should do it again sometime. It would be enjoyable.
A B-side. Yeah. Prepared.
We should do it live on stage sometime.
Okay.
Well, listen, you take care. You take care.
Thank
now.
You, Natasha.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much.
God
Bye.
Bless.
Chinwag is a production of Treefort Media and Touchy Feely Films. Hosted and executive produced by Paul Giamatti and Stephen Asma. Executive producers for Treefort are Kelly Garner and Lisa Ammerman. Dan Carey is executive producer for Touchy Feely. Our series producer is Rachel Whitley Bernstein. Original theme music by Luke Topp, with additional music by Via Mardot. Oscar Guido is our executive in charge of production. Tom Monahan is head of audio for Treefort. Audio production supervision by Matt Dyson. Editing and mixing by Jeff Neal. Animation created by Alex Sokol. Research assistance by Aiden Brooks. Lastly, for more information, go to chinwagpod.fm and find us on Instagram or TikTok at chinwagpod or on Twitter at chinwag_pod.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.